This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's discuss a story today with the headline, Reporter Fired After Story Compared Local School to Mean Girls. And this is written by Andrew Bujan, who reports on the media for Pointer Online. And Andrew says in a piece called, I Got Fired for Being a Journalist, Isaac Avalusha, says Cheyenne Alkenbright, the subject of his October 18th story in the North Adams Transcript, told him she transferred to a different Massachusetts school, even though it had somewhat inferior academics and athletics. Her old school, Mount Greylock, she said, was like the movie Mean Girls. And after reporting this, Mr. Avalusha got fired from his job, even though the story went through at least one editor, but the editor-in-chief apparently had not seen it before it was printed and let him go. Lisa, as it turns out, you used to report in that general area in western Massachusetts. What can you tell us about some of the, I guess, social dynamics that might be going into play here?
My first job was at a little weekly in Williamstown, Massachusetts, which is the home of Williams College, an Ivy League school, and it's very affluent. It's so affluent that I couldn't afford to live there on my starting salary, so I lived in North Adams, and that's just 2 miles down the road, and it's a blue-collar, former manufacturing town, a lot poorer. So there's quite an animosity between the two communities, and especially in North Adams, they think that the people in Williamstown are real snooty and looking down on them.
All right, so you think a reporter, and again, this isn't these aren't his observations. He's quoting from this high school girl who refers to the somewhat inferior academics and athletics at the one school and the sort of uppity social atmosphere at the other. So that might be playing into this, although you could also wonder why, when you're accurately quoting someone, you would lose your job over that.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it was a fireable offense. I think his mistake was he paraphrased this student without attribution. He just kind of threw it in his story. So the paper had other options. They could have run a correction or a clarification and said that. But to fire him, what an overreaction. I mean, he's only been on the job there 2 weeks. An edit, you know, the sports editor read his story. And for the editor to fire him just to appease all the angry people is just very wishy-washy. I mean, when I was starting out, the best advice I ever got was when you're starting out, you should really work for a courageous editor because you're going to get flack for stories.
I mean, that's obviously going to happen. We're going to cover stories that people are not happy about seeing in the paper or on radio and TV. They don't want to hear about it because maybe they're a part of it in some way or someone they know is a part of it in some way. Our job as reporters, we're supposed to put that information out there. And we're not going to make friends all the time. That's something that's very obvious in this field. And to be let go from a job because of a quote, because of maybe they didn't paraphrase the way that they should have. That's a big problem at that paper, honestly. It looks like the sports editor signed off on it, read the story and signed off, the sports editor, Josh Colligan. But it looks like Pointer says the editor-in-chief, Mike Foster, quote, was bothered by the story after fielding calls from school principals and angry parents. Okay, well, you know what? That's going to happen a lot. Rich, you probably received angry calls from people at some point during your journalism career. That's something that we deal with. It's not something that you fire a reporter over.
And the editor-in-chief hadn't read the story before it went in the paper. So,
whose fault is that?
Yeah.
Right.
And another thing here is, this was a sports feature. It ran in the sports section. And I think there's a kind of a different culture in sports where you have a little more leeway, you write with a little more color, and you sometimes inject more opinion into the writing than in news.
A little more attitude, perhaps. But still, again, he was accurately quoting a source. I could never envision being fired for accurately quoting someone. Before we started recording, Lisa, you suggested this editor-in-chief needed to get a backbone. And I think I have to agree with you entirely on that. He needs to learn to stand up. I understand the pressures that you would face in this town. But you need to stand up to it. It's not the reporter who said these things. It's the source he quoted.
That's right.
Right. And maybe they sent him to do that story, and that's what he walked away with, was that information from that young girl about why she transferred to that other school. The article in question, I guess the offending remark has been removed from the website, but the original paragraph is, "But there's a reason she's not at Mount Greylock anymore, choosing to transfer to a school with somewhat inferior academics and athletics." Now, there is where he says maybe he got in trouble for not quoting it back to her, was that sentence right there. But but it continues, and then he quotes her as saying, "If you take the movie Mean Girls," Malcolm Bright said, "that's Mount Greylock. To be completely honest, everybody at Mount Greylock, even though they're friends and in their friend group, they all hate each other."
I mean, and he does quote her there. That's the girl speaking right there.
Yes, and he quotes her there.
But this was doesn't he quote her in this column?
She's
later.
Quoted multiple times.
He says now he should have used more of her quotes and put the offending statements in her words.
In her words.
Then that's the way, and that would have been more accurate, or that would have been a better way to do it, because it was they were her words, not his, and they came off sounding like his opinion.
Right. Mm-hmm. But as journalists, we're going to paraphrase what people
sure.
say all the time, and in that case, he just didn't attribute it back in that sentence. And if that's what they're trying to hold him accountable for, I think they're teaching him something in the wrong way.
Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.